The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook, talking with leaders, innovators, experts and game changers about what drives them.
Welcome to the Instructor Podcast. I am your splendid host, Terry Cook, and I'm thrilled to be here with you today because this episode is a special one. I'm giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the best of our premium content from the last month, including sharing some key learning points and some exclusive clips from within the membership. So you'll not only get to see what's gone on in premium throughout July, you'll also get some action points too. And let's start with my big five takeaways from July. Number one, put through the noise and be yourself in your teaching. You want to learn from different sources and different trainers, but always adapt ideas so they fit into your style and your pupils. Copying someone else entirely rarely works. Your authenticity is what makes your teaching effective. Number two, stand out for the right reasons. It's not just about getting more pupils, it's about attracting the right pupils. Showcase your personality, share what you do differently, and let that naturally draw in learners who are a good fit for you. Number three, ask this key question every lesson. So keep things focused by regularly asking yourself, is what I'm doing right now helping my pupil learn in the best way? If the answer is no, change something. Whether it's a task, the support, or the environment, keep your pupil learning and ask that same question. Number four, think beyond the lesson. Your value to your pupils can extend far beyond the hour in the car. Small touches like open communication, useful resources, or personal gestures can strengthen relationships, boost learning, and generate recommendations. And key takeaway number five, less noise, more action. Don't get stuck endlessly consuming information. Focus on acting on the ideas that resonate, and remember, it's okay to take breaks to recharge. CPD is most effective when it's balanced with rest. Now, there's plenty of takeaways from July, and whilst everyone's learning points will be different, they were my top five. But I want to tell you what's available in the premium membership, what dropped this month. Now, firstly, we had four episodes that I call the Instructor Unplugged. These are 10 to 20 minute trainings where I offer updates and share something to hopefully get people thinking and take action. Now in July, we discussed how long do you wait? So when you turn up to a lesson and the pupil doesn't come out, how do you manage that situation? Do you text? Do you call? Do you knock on the door? Do you wait the full length of the lesson? Do you wait 10 minutes? We looked at the different options and looked at what you could potentially do differently. We also looked at the first lesson, and we looked at some of the often overlooked opportunities that crop up on that first lesson. And we took a dive into time for less action. Constant action isn't always the answer. Sometimes we need to do less and take a break, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And lastly, we looked at what do you offer? So what, as a driving instructor, can you offer beyond the standard lesson? And we're not just talking about in-car stuff. We're talking about outside of the car as well. Now, these unplugged episodes are perfect for getting you reflecting and thinking outside the box. But it wasn't just me doing unplugged episodes this month. We were also joined by Phil Cowley for the latest edition of the Standard Check Checklist, which is available in video or audio format. Here's a clip.
Basically, forget about the competencies and do this one thing instead. And that is it. I think there's an element of having an understanding of what you need to do, what the DVSA are asking for. I truly believe it's not what should be going through your mind on the standards check. The only thing that should be going through your mind on the standards check is what I'm doing helping the person next to me learn? And that is it. I think if you run through the 17 competencies and run it against those that one question, it covers them all. Now, there's an element of needing to know what is going to help them learn, but that's what all your previous training should be. So all of your training should be learning the skills, techniques, understanding how people learn, so that when you get to that standards check, you are not trying to think of the competencies. You are not trying to please the examiner. You are just sat next to a learner going, can I help that person learn? And is what I'm doing right now the best way to help them learn right now? And if not, do something about it, change something up and make it so that we are having the best way that, we can learn. And I think, and because I sat down when I sent you the message saying, do this one thing instead, I hadn't got the one thing in my mind. I knew there was a one thing, but I couldn't work out what it, like how to word it. And so I went through my lessons and I thought, what do I do on lessons? How, like, I've had PDIs watch my lessons before and they go, well, how did you know to do that? How did you know to do that? And how did you know to change it? How did you know to set this level of support? All of these different things. And I think that's the one question that always just runs through my head is like, is this helping the learner? Are they getting better because of what we're doing?
I like that. And a little while ago, I pondered for quite a while about the job description of a driving instructor. And I came to the description of keeping the student learning in a safe environment. So, I mean, we'll touch back on that safe environment aspect, I think, but that's essentially it. That's our job, to keep them learning, because, you know, if whatever the goal is, whatever the thing you're working on, if they get to a point where they can do that independently and you just keep doing that thing, that same thing, without even making it harder or putting it in a different like context or situation or however you're going to change that, they're not learning at that point. So what's the point in doing it? That's the premise of what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And actually the safety thing was really interesting, because when I came up with this, I was like, do I tag on in a safe environment or in a safe way? And I thought about it and then I was like, no, actually, because keeping them safe is a learning environment. You having a safe like learning environment is going to help them learn. So it covers that too. So if we're in unsafe situations, if I'm putting this pupil into a scenario that they can't handle, therefore not safe, we're not learning. If I'm letting my pupil drive into a roundabout in front of someone and they're honking the horn, we're not learning. So it actually covers that as well in a way, because they can't be learning if you're not keeping them safe. So it's, well, I suppose they could, but not very well. Like, oh, crash into the back of that car. What have you learned? It's not the best way to learn, is it? Like crashing into the back of the car and then learning from it, because you're going to knock your confidence. Like, even just letting them, like you say, letting them roll in front of someone on a roundabout and they get the consequences of that, they will learn from that. But is it the best way for them to learn? Have we now scarred them with this issue? If every time they come to that roundabout now, they're going to remember that moment. Whereas, like, really good example of this, my daughter crashed my car at a roundabout, and yes, she learned from it. She won't do it again. But every time she comes to that roundabout, she calls it crash roundabout, and she's caught with, like, a bit worried and anxious about it. So it's not the best way for her to have learned that lesson. So I think the safety thing for me is covered in a safe environment is a space to learn. So actually, it's covered in that. Am I helping them in the best way?
And that was Phil Cowley on the Standards Check checklist. And that is an ongoing series looking at, well, the Standards Check or the Part 3, whichever way you want to look at it. And so far, we've had 17 different trainers on. And initially, we ran through all 17 competencies, one with each trainer. So if you're stressing over the Standards Check or the Part 3, this will help you understand what's expected and keep those stress levels down. Now, July also saw the third installment of the Instructor Meganar. If you haven't come across this before, that is 9 speakers delivering exclusive 20-minute presentations. And the speakers this time were Phil Cowley, Rebecca Morris, Kevin Tracy Field, Hannah Campbell, Hayley Field, Graham Carter, me, Andy McFarlane, and Tom Stenson. Now, all 3 of those Meganars are available in the premium membership. That's 27 different presentations available to watch or listen. So you can listen in your car, you can watch from your TV, your phone, your iPad, whatever works. All that is available for you right now. Now, you may have heard me mention Andy McFarlane there. Well, Andy also has his own show on the Premium called View from the North. And if you're someone that struggles managing the amount of trainers or the training, general advice, content, all this stuff that's currently available for instructors, this month's edition is perfect for you as we look at how to navigate the minefield that is currently driving instructor content. Here's a clip. And do you think that's what, at least that's one of the things we need to do, is to make sure that we're putting our own spin on stuff. We're taking the information and we put our own spin on stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, there's so many brilliant trainers out there that give you their kind of good ways of doing things. And it's like, you know, listen to all them, but at the end of the day, be yourself and deliver your lesson with the things that you've listened to and learned from. But putting your own style on it makes it you. And that's the thing with a pupil as well. If you're trying to deliver a lesson to a pupil after watching a seminar or a course online and you're acting differently, the first person that's going to affect from that is the pupil. So the first person to affect that negatively is going to be the pupil, because they're going to think, well, who's this talking? Because that's not what you were saying last lesson. And they're straight away thrown off the kind of comfort zone. And you've kind of lost that rapport that was there the previous lesson when you were just being yourself. And also that I'm not saying that you don't try and adapt the way that you're teaching because of what you're learning, but it's like you need to do it, you know, weeks in advance of an assessment or a test, or, you know, do it in every lesson. Don't try and change who you are for the purpose of a test, because it's not going to help you.
Can you relate that back to
what you said there, about, you know, ways that people said things, and it just reminded me, I always remember Lou Walsh saying that same kind of thing. She always said that she'd put her hands and feet on today so that she was able to, you know, take control of the car if she needed to. You know, that was her way of saying it. You know, be unique, say your own way of saying things. It's gonna be you.
It's interesting. I think we might have spoke about this last time, actually. It might have been you I spoke about, way that even with that, it's like I've started talking to my students about, do you want me to prevent a crash today?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, okay, so you're not ready to drive independently then? And, yeah. Like, oh, and you can see it sort of ready. So, oh, yeah, because if I have to step in to prevent a crash, then that means they can't drive without me. And, yeah. Well, you know, when we get in towards a test, that's when I'll ask them and they'll go, no, don't step in. I mean, obviously, I'm good. I'm not going to crash my car.
Yeah,
but
exactly,
to have that assurance around and say, yeah, I don't want you to step in today because you won't need to. That's where the confidence shift is. But I don't imagine most people saying that, you know. No. So, but it works for me. But I think that there's a lot of people listening that the phrase you just gave there from Lou Walsh, I couldn't use that phrase. That's not me. I'm going to put my hands and feet on. Yeah. That's too cheesy even for me, you know. And I couldn't imagine people using the phrase I've just used. So, how do we make stuff our own? I think that's the key. How do we take all this information and make it our own?
Well, I mean, that's just, you know what works because of the way the rapport built with you and your learner. And if you're doing it regularly, then it does work. I think, again, I was talking about that PDA I saw. She'd messaged me after reading somebody else's kind of briefing and said, is this what you'd say? And I said, no. Say what you normally say, because that's you, what you normally say. Trying to say somebody else's words isn't you, and it's not natural. It's like you're forcing it to say it. And then because you force yourself to say it, you'll probably forget parts of what you're trying to say. Whereas if you just, you know, use your own words, and it is, you know, the way the examiner is assessing it, you know, how many test centers are there in the country? How many instructors are there? How many different cars are there? How many different routes are there? There's so many different complexities towards a Part C test. So why does all PDS have to deliver the same one as somebody else because they had success on it? You know, you're going to deliver a different lesson. Deliver it your way rather than trying to deliver it someone else's way.
So Andy runs a regular series called A View from the North over on the Instructor Podcast Premium. There's 3 episodes in there now. I think the key takeaway from this episode was understanding is more important than imitation. You know, knowing why you're using a technique, not just repeating phrases, because if you try and copy someone else's training style, it doesn't work for you if you don't understand it. If someone questions you on it or asks you about it, you won't be able to explain it. So making sure you understand the actual things you're teaching. But as well as these deep dive episodes that we do, like a standards checklist and View from the North, we also release short lessons. Now, you may have come across some of these in the public podcast, because we do eventually release these into the public, but we are quite a way in front with these on the premium membership, and we released three this month. So first up, we had Finding Your Niche with Robin Bates. That was followed by Easy Test Routes, where I spoke to the DVSA's Chief Assistant Examiner, and Why Would You Request a Standards Check with Phil Cowley, who's been very prominent in the membership this month. And short lessons are basically where I go back to an episode that's a few years old and take out a 10, 15, 20 minute at the most audio clip, so we can get some bite-sized information, some bite-sized chunks of wisdom. Now, all the stuff I've mentioned so far is available in the £10 tier, but if you want to really upgrade your CPD, we also have a £22 tier, which give you access to expert sessions, of which there's currently 20. Now, the latest was released in July, as I explained how and why to stand out as a driving instructor. Here's a clip. And then the last thing I want to mention here is that and not but instructor. The and not but instructor. And you may have heard me talk about this before, but I think this is really big, and it's about how you stand out. Because you think about how your learners may recommend you. Do you want to be recommended, go with Terry, he helped me pass first time, but it was always late. Go with Terry, he helped me pass first time, but he used to send me inappropriate messages. Go with Terry, he helped me pass first time, but I don't know, he always cut lessons short, or his car smelled, or his car was dirty, or, you know, whatever it is. Do you want to be that but instructor, or do you want your students to recommend you and say, go with Terry, he helped me pass first time, and he always turned up early. Go with Terry, helped me pass first time, and he was really flexible with his lessons. If I got to him early enough, he'd always try and accommodate me. Go with Terry, he helped me pass first time, and we did motorways before my test. No, so you can see there, if you stand out for the right reason, then you are going to create that and instructor mentality, not a but instructor, when you get your recommendations from your learners. So Kev says, people see the effort Terry puts in, which has built his credibility and reputation. It wasn't an accident. You know what? Say nice things to me. I'm happy with that. When I say it was an accident, it's an accident that I didn't intend to stand out. That was the thing. It was never, I intended to stand out with the learners, but not as an instructor. Now I do. Now I intend to stand out because of everything I do. Anyway, let's move on. So we spoke about why you might want to stand out as an instructor. Let's talk a little bit about how. And we're going to look at two specific areas. And we're going to look at social media, and we're going to look at what you offer. So the first thing I want to speak about with social media is your personality. Now, you do not have to be a numpty like me and do videos and get pictures of you send doing the double thumbs up and do podcasts and all this kind of stuff. That's not a necessity to get your personality out there. When we're talking about getting your personality out there, we're talking about how you speak, how you come across, the things you like, the things you're passionate about. So when you're on social media, don't copy and paste other people's stuff all the time. Use it as inspiration. Don't just do past pictures. Go and find something that entertains you. So maybe you're big into Formula One. Okay, cool. You're into Formula One. You've just got a topic that you can talk about on all your social media, not all, but you know, a lot of your social media posts. You could talk about the fact that racing drivers are trained to not think about not hitting the wall. If trains are think, stay on the track, look at the track. Because if you're thinking about not hitting the wall, what are you actually thinking about? You're thinking about hitting the wall. When you think about stay on the track, you're thinking of staying on the track, and we can roll that into the clutch. If you're thinking about not stalling, you're more likely to stall because you're actually thinking about stalling. Whereas if you're thinking about keeping your clutch still, then you're more likely to keep your clutch still. So you can tie all of this stuff in, and it makes you stand out because you're putting your personality about the things that you like. And again, if you're talking about Formula One, you're going to attract people that like Formula One. Great, you've already got a connection and a rapport, but you won't rule out the people that don't like Formula One. And that was me presenting an expert session, a most recent expert session in July. And there's currently 20 of those expert sessions, and we try and cover topics that aren't always covered elsewhere. For example, we've had Chris Spencer discussing how to teach roundabouts. Dr. Liz Box presented her findings on working with parents. And Ray Seagrave explained how to build good rapport with students. Now, all these are recorded and kept within the interactive tier, so you can watch or listen back whenever suits for you. You can listen in your car, watch on your TV, phone, whatever works. Now, we call the £22 tier the interactive tier, as it also gives you the opportunity to join the recordings live and ask questions. Now, all the guests so far have been more than willing to stay back and answer any questions and interact as much as you want. I encourage all the members of the interactive tier to come along and jump in live when they can. But as well as the expert sessions, you also get access to online coaching every month. So every month, I host what I call problem solver sessions, and these are 2-hour blocks that are scheduled in advance, so you can go and find out where they are and come along and get some coaching or mentoring or whatever you want to phrase it as. I call them problem solver sessions. In July, I did 3 of these, and I was able to help some people that came along, and they're essentially group coaching because you can come in and drop in anytime during those sessions. So I'm now going to tell you a little bit about what's coming up in August, because we've got 2 more problem solver sessions in August where you could come along and get some coaching, get some mentorship, get some accountability. But as well as the problem solver sessions, we've also got the 21st expert session, which I'm calling the new role of ADIs within road safety. And we're looking at why there is a gap between the road safety sector and driving instructors, how we can fix it, and where driving instructors fit within the safe system. And we're looking at what you can put into your lessons to make them even better than they are now. We've also got the Instructor Unplugged number 50. And this is going out live, so people can come along and join us for that live. That's just the interactive stuff. We've also got all the usual trainings that tend to go out through the month, like the Instructor Unplugged, like the Standard Check Checklist and the View from Northwick of Found Day. So if you sign up today, not only do you get access to everything in July and everything that's gone on previously, you'll also get access to stuff that's coming up in August as well. So I really hope you've enjoyed this episode looking at some of the stuff that's available in Premium. I hope that you've enjoyed the clips. I hope that you've enjoyed the takeaways. And whether you sign up to Premium or not, I hope that you can take something away from this episode. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do these every month going forward. Maybe I'll do them every couple of months, reflecting back on what we've done. But you can see that Premium's actually pretty busy. We put a big variety of content up in there. Some of it's just me, some of it's some guests. But the thing we try and do is we try and give you the things that we need. So yes, we cover some of the detailed stuff like the standard checklist, as we've said today, but we also look outside the box as well. So allow me to tell you how you can sign up. Now, if you go to the show notes for this episode, so whether you listen on Spotify or Apple, you should be able to go to the show notes. You should see a link that will take you directly to sign up. If you can't get to that link for any reason, there are 2 places you can go. You can go to the Instructor Podcast website, which is theinstructorpodcast.com, or you can go to the Patreon website, which is where it's hosted, patreon.com/theinstructor. Either of those will get you to where you need to be. And there's a few different ways you can sign up, because there are 4 different tiers available. There is a £2 tier, which is just a way to support the show. So if you are enjoying the public podcasts, but don't want any more, but you want to contribute to the running of the show, sign up to the £2 tier. You won't get anything at all, but it's a way of contributing towards the running of the show, and it's very much appreciated. There is also a £10 tier, which is the one that has all the pre-recorded content on. So everything that we record, all the trainings, all the unplugs, it goes in there, and you can go back and listen at your leisure. There's also a load of video content in there as well. It's not just audio. Everything is audio, but we make a lot of it video as well. But if you really want to step up your CPD game, if you want to upgrade your CPD, join the £22 tier. That's the interactive tier, where not only do you get everything we've mentioned previously, you also get the expert sessions, you get to come along to all those live recordings, and you get the coaching sessions as well that we've spoken about previously. And recently, we added on a fourth tier just to make it a bit more complicated for you. And this is the Honest Truth tier. So you can sign up for £24, so £2 extra, and you get everything we've spoken about, plus you get the Honest Truth included in your membership for an additional £2. So there's 40 tiers there. Go and choose which one works for you. If you want to test it out, there is currently a week's free trial for the £10 tier. So go and dive into that 3 weeks trial and make the most of it. But if you're someone that wants to get stuck in and likes a bargain, you can sign up for a year, and for that year's membership, you get a 16% discount. But there is also no committal. If you want to go month by month and you want to leave at any point, you can do. Now, full disclosure, most people stay because it's really good. But there are a few people that come in for 2 or 3 months and then disappear for a month or two, and then come back for a few months and then disappear for a month or two. They mix up their CPD like that. And you can do that. You are more than welcome. But the last thing I want to tell you about today is the fact that you can get access to everything in the membership through Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. So when you sign up to the membership, you can get an RSS feed link, which will take you to Spotify or Apple and listen to everything through there as well. Or you can use a dedicated platform, which is Patreon, and that over there you can get access to all the video, all the written, all the audio content, everything there. And lastly, if you've got any questions, don't be afraid to reach out for me. Hopefully I'll see some of you over in the membership, because it is definitely worth it. And hopefully after you've seen what we've got to offer just from July today, I'll see you over there. But for now, let's just keep raising standards.
The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook. Talking with leaders, innovators, experts and game changers about what drives them.